Many people after last New Year's Eve's show here on WNIC still said, how can you earn a living, Lee, if you only work one night a year? What do you do the rest of the year? So we kind of decided that this time we would be presenting a number of the things that we do throughout the rest of the year. What we're going to hear now is a commercial for Melton, okay? Now, I don't know whether it's Melton Honda or Melton Volkswagen, but they're both the same, okay? And what we do the rest, we have some marvelous friends here in the studio this evening and some marvelous people from the staff of our company. This is a commercial that you've heard many, many times on this radio station that our people at our company wrote and produced. Now, there's a little voice in there that says something like, what does that other voice say? The second voice, the little character voice in there? There's a little voice in there that says, oh, you can't call the rest of the dealers? That's me, and that's what we do the rest of the year. Listen to this right here.
The story you're about to hear is true. Only your choice of Honda dealers needs to be changed to protect your savings account. This is the city, Southgate, 7:05 p.m. Got a call from some of the other dealers. The word was out. If people ever found Melton Honda, all competition would be destroyed with its low prices. My job? Forget the call from the other dealers. Find Melton Honda first. Get my own better deal. Sir, all I want is the facts. The whereabouts of Melton Honda.
Oh, the word must be out already.
Just the facts, sir. Where is Melton Honda?
What are they doing? Destroying the competition with their big selection and low prices?
Sir.
What are you trying to say? You got a call from the other dealers? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I forgot about it.
You don't say.
Not knowing the whereabouts of Melton Honda is punishable by higher prices and smaller selection. Melton Honda, Eureka Road, 3 minutes east of I-75, the Melton part of Southgate.
Remember a while back how you told yourself you were going to deflate that spare tire and get your body into some kind of shape? And the new year would see a new you, no matter what? Well, you can make good on that promise if you join the Dearborn Racket and Health Club. Oh, so you've been to that athletic club in town. Well, now you owe it to yourself to see the finest in health club facilities, the Dearborn Racket and Health Club. Because if you'd been to the Dearborn Racket and Health Club on Gully, south off Michigan Avenue, New Telegraph, you'd still be there, enjoying professionally instructed aerobics, a complete Nautilus fitness center, racquetball, whirlpool, tennis, sauna, free nursery and lounge. And you'd soon be swimming in their pool and jogging on their track being added this summer. And feeling extra good about yourself knowing that it's all yours for just $19.50 a month and half off the initiation fee till February 28th. Yep, if you're a member of the Dearborn Racket and Health Club on Gully, south off Michigan Avenue near Telegraph, the new year would see a new you. So call 562-1296, the Dearborn Racket and Health Club, with everything but a high price.
Okay, hi, thank you very much. And I really was listening to that, but there's so much going on here. And since I do not do this for, somebody said, did you bring the horn tonight? Did I bring the horn tonight?
Is this it?
Yes. Never mind. No, this is not, I'll tell you what, this is not the original Lee Allen horn is still sealed in the vault.
Which one?
It is the vault that is. It's been in for many years. You would not believe the overhead and the price and the cost to hire 17 Pinkerton men to guard the Lee Allen horn for all of these years. Now, somebody came up with the question the other day. They said, why do you have the Pinkerton men guarding the horn if you never take it out of the vault? The answer? I don't even know. But anyway, we're going to go to the telephones tonight, and it's 298-6666. And I think I know who's on this line. Hi.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I think, can you tell me your first name?
I think it's Karen.
It's Karen.
And listen, Lee, I know that there are a lot of people calling, and I don't want to tie up the lines, and I want to wish you and Mother and Dad a very Happy New Year.
Well, this is, I want to tell everybody who this is.
Please.
This is Karen Riley on the telephone, and she's never, in all of the years, both she and I are merely 23 years old. She has never, in all the years that I've been on and off radio stations, has never called and been on the radio. And you're on the radio tonight, honey, and this is Karen Riley, and this is my wonderful sister who is calling tonight.
And listen, wish all those friends down there in your studio a Happy New Year for me.
I will wish all of our friends a very Happy New Year to you. Sharon is here. That's my wife, of course, to people who don't know, and all kinds of children. They're all here, and I understand that some of your there's Sarah, there's my daughter, and of course I understand that your son Bob, my nephew, is going to be here tonight. Is he going to be here tonight? And Pat, is Patty going to be here tonight too?
Yes, they're on their way.
They're on their way right now. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
And should we say a
very... Everyone in Milford, a Happy New Year.
Everybody in Milford?
Yeah.
Why? Why Milford? Are you prejudiced?
Riley.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next one right now. Hi, this is Lee Allen. Who's this?
Jim from Grosse Pointe Woods.
Happy New Year, Jim.
Happy New Year to you, too. How are you?
Great.
Wonderful. Listen, I have a question for you.
I have the answer in a moment. Oh. Go ahead.
Years back when you signed off, when you were on Lee Allen on the horn until 12 o'clock, Don Z came on the air. What was his theme song?
For $17 million. Anybody here in the studio, what was Don Z's? Wait a minute. Maybe I should just for $1 million. Who was Don Z?
Didn't he follow your show?
He followed my show.
Yeah.
He wins the million. He was on every night at midnight, correct?
Right.
$17 million, if you know the name of the theme song. Do you know?
Do I know?
Sure.
Oh, that's why I called you.
Does anyone here know? Who is willing to pay me the $17 million to know? The name of the theme song was Tarantula.
Tarantula. Thank you very much.
Did you know that
just
before?
Thank you.
Did you know that before?
No, I did not.
You did not?
No, I did not. But that question has been brought up to me on many occasions, and we did not know. My friends and relatives are very avid fans of yours over the years.
Thank you very much. There must be something
about... Join us for New Year's Eve.
What was that?
I'm sorry, you cannot join us for this evening, sis.
Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe I will. What's going on over there?
Well, we're having a little dinner for two with my lady Joan and I, a little lobster and some steak on the grill, a little baked potatoes.
Well, if it's dinner for two, I'd be in trouble because, I mean, it's only for two, right?
I see. Well, for you, believe me, we would make space for three.
Thank you very much, my friend, and Happy New Year to you and your lovely wife, and keep listening until after 1984.
Thank you.
Let's go to one more, okay? Hi, this is Lee Allen. Who's this?
Hi.
Who's this?
Wyandotte.
What is your name?
Tim from Wyandotte.
Hi, Tim. Don't mind all of my friends here. They're all blowing bad horns.
Listen, I grew up in Wyandotte. I can remember your opening lines to the words for this day. Lee Allen from now until 12 o'clock. On the horn with $1 million worth of talent. And I wondered if you could do that and say it for all your fans out there.
I must tell you one thing, Tim.
Right.
You must have missed the opening at about, 7:15, something like that. We did it right then with all the same music.
I did miss it, Lee.
You did?
I'll be honest with you.
Well, I promised to try that before midnight tonight, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and everyone that you love. We have about 6 minutes until 8 o'clock here on WNIC, Lee Allen's New Year's Eve party. Are we having a party here tonight? Is anything going on here? Well, I'm glad we are. It's not your party tonight. This is a very special treat for me. It's my party tonight. And here's Leslie Gore to prove it from the 1960s.
It's my party.
What happened to you?
It's a New Year's revolution in furniture pricing. And if you like quality, beauty, and bargains, you're going to love it. Dobbs Furniture is conducting a spectacular New Year's Day sale. It's tomorrow only from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. at their giant new 200,000-square-foot warehouse and showroom in Troy. You'll find spectacular savings of 17 to 64% in every department. Dobbs is starting a New Year's revolution in the pricing of fine quality furniture. No other store, no other sale can hold a candle to these outstanding values. Dobbs will have aspirins and Alka-Seltzers for those that need them tomorrow, and TV sets for you husbands to watch the bowl games while your wife shops and saves you lots of money. Convenient terms to fit your budget are available. This sale is tomorrow only at one location at Dobbs' giant new store at 14 Mile and John R. next to the Oakland Mall in Troy.
Not going away.
When you're in the market for a set of wheels, come to Gordon Chevy for a better deal. Just compare their prices, find out why they say you get more for less at Gordon Chevrolet. Come to Gordon, Gordon Chevrolet. Ford Road west of Merriman, out Garden City Way. They've got more to choose from, you'll have less to pay. You get more for less at Gordon Chevrolet.
At Gordon Chevrolet on Ford Road west of Merriman, we've got more than just low prices to brag about. We've got an inventory to go with those low prices. Yes, we've got the cars, the colors, and the selection you've been looking for at the price you want to pay. You won't have to settle for a color you don't like or equipment you don't want at Gordon Chevrolet. Just compare our prices and find out why they say you get more for less at Gordon Chevrolet.
You get more for less at Gordon Chevrolet.
Watch as you step now. All right, Eddie, okay to drive? All right, take care now.
All year long, WNIC has thrown some fabulous parties. But this New Year's Eve, we'd like to do something really important for you or maybe someone you love. It's called the WNIC Life Ride. And in cooperation with Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, it's a way for you to be certain that you get home safely New Year's Eve. We'll have volunteers at WNIC all night long New Year's Eve from 11 p.m. till about 6 in the morning New Year's Day, ready to take your call and send a taxi cab to drive you home safely for free. First of all, if you're driving New Year's Eve, don't drink. If you're having a party at your home, remember a good host, above all, makes certain his guests get home safely. However, if getting home safely requires some assistance from us, we're here to help. Remember, the WNIC Life Ride from 11 p.m. till 6 a.m. New Year's Day. Because you are the reason, we are WNIC.
It's a New Year's revolution in furniture pricing. And if you like quality, beauty, and bargains, you're gonna love it. Dobbs Furniture is conducting a spectacular New Year's Day sale. It's tomorrow only from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. at their giant new 200,000 square foot warehouse and showroom in Troy. You'll find spectacular savings of 17 to 64% in every department. Dobbs is starting a New Year's revolution in the pricing of fine quality furniture. No other store, no other sale can hold a candle to these outstanding values. Dobbs will have aspirins and Alka-Seltzers for those that need them tomorrow, and TV sets for you husbands to watch the bowl games while your wife shops and saves you lots of money. Convenient terms to fit your budget are available. This sale is tomorrow only at one location, at Dobbs' giant new store at 14 Mile and John R. next to the Oakland Mall in Troy.
It's 2 minutes to 9 o'clock, WNIC Radio. And is everybody still alive? These folks sound like they're dying off a little bit.
Horn died.
The horn never died. The horn has lived for all of these years. It will never die. The second annual, right? The poor guy, you know, when I left here last year, it was about 12:15. We were 15 minutes into 1983, and there was some very nice young man who had to come in after all of this and work all night. And I thought of, yeah, we play the violins, right? And I thought about when I used to do that, too. In any case, we have a number of things coming up. First of all, in about 25 minutes, we're going to have something that we don't really want to hear about. But we are going to hear about it because a week or so ago, I invited Judge Bernard Friedman to come to my studios and talk with me about what happens, what could happen if you were out there tonight with a little too much, and you will hear from an authority from one of the most famous areas for people who are convicted of drunk driving, Bloomfield Township, and that's where he's a judge, and he's the guy that you might have to see. He's a marvelous gentleman. He's an attorney. He's a former prosecutor and now a judge of the 48th District Court. We're going to hear from him for just a very few minutes. But I have a very special thing here right now. And for the few people in Detroit who have heard the commercials that run on various radio stations, including right here at WNIC for Violetel Buick. First of all, Happy New Year to Gene Violetel, who is a wonderful guy. But if you're listening tonight, I just want to tell you that if you've heard the commercials, which are produced by my company, I have the originals here, many of them this evening. Have you heard the commercial where they have the children on them and they try to say Mr. Violetel's name and they have a very difficult time doing that? I have some of the children here who tried to say his name. And as a matter of fact, we brought them into the studio about a year and a half ago and had them all try to say their name. And here we have, why don't you step over here, young man? Will you tell everybody what your name is?
Michael Morris.
Michael Morris. And Michael, what do you remember about what you said on that commercial? Do you remember anything that you said? How old are you, Mike?
Eight.
You're eight, but you were only about seven then. Right. And what did you say? Do you remember what you said? Do you hear yourself on the radio sometimes? What did you say?
Villa Kel.
You still can't say it. Okay. Okay, now here comes Lori Morris. And Lori, what do you remember? How old are you, honey?
11.
You're 11. Now, what did you say about Violetel when you were talking about that? Do you remember anything that you've heard yourself say on the radio?
No.
You don't. I remember what you said. I asked about a Buick, and you said, my mom has one. That's what you said. Now, over here is another young lady. How old are you?
10.
You're 10 years old. And what is your name?
Sarah Reichelt.
Sarah Reichelt. Reichelt is my real last name, and that makes you my daughter, doesn't it? Yes. And Sarah, what did you say about Violet? What have you heard yourself on the radio saying?
I don't remember.
You're the one that said, Votolo? Do you remember that? And then you had a nice laugh?
Sounds like.
Do you remember that? Well, we're going to hear some of it in a minute. Now, here's another young man right here. Here's a young man that we have do a number of commercial things for us, not only for here, but other parts in the country. And just a couple of weeks ago, we had him come into the studio because we needed a more grown-up voice to wish everybody a Merry... In it, he wishes everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And, sir, your name, please?
Lee
what?
Lee Reichelt.
Lee Reichelt. What is your middle name, sir?
Allen.
Lee Allen Reichelt. I think that makes you my son. How old are you, sir? How old are you, sir?
14.
You are 14.
Yeah.
And do you remember doing this commercial just a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
Now, here are all these children, along with me, together, doing a commercial for Mr. Gene Violetel, whose name no one knows how to say or pronounce or spell. Let's listen.
The name is Violetel. It means Buick. Gene Violetel is the name.
Okay, wait a minute now. We have this note that we have to read here for Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and we need a real grown-up voice. Who can do it?
Let me try it.
Well, what about this guy? Do you think this guy can do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, just do it nice and loud. Go ahead and read it.
We just wanted to wish everyone a Merry Christmas season and a Happy New Year. And if there's anything we can do in 1984 to make things a little better, we hope you'll call us or come and see us.
That's very good. That note is from the best Buick man in town. Who knows his last name?
Valtelli.
Oh, no.
Violetel.
So don't write it.
Don't write it.
Don't spell it.
Don't spell it.
Don't try to say it out loud.
If you'd really rather have a Buick for less, see Violetel on Van Dyke Avenue. Violetel Buick.
Isn't that marvelous? It's just the fun with working with all of these kids. The problem is that they grow up and we have to get others to make mistakes like that. So, Mr. Violetel, Happy New Year to you. It's about 14 minutes after 9 o'clock on WNIC FM, Dearborn, Detroit. This is Lee Allen's New Year's Eve party.